ABC News, I'm Jeremy Scott. And then there were two. The Pentagon is keeping a close eye on what they say is a Chinese surveillance balloon that is now slowly flying over Latin America. This one not expected to enter U.S. airspace, according to the Department of Defense. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is confident this is a Chinese surveillance balloon that has been floating over the central United States for several days.
The presence of this surveillance balloon in U.S. airspace is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law.
China claims the balloon is for weather research and has drifted off course. The Pentagon is concerned what data it may have gathered on underground ballistic missiles in Montana and Wyoming. Memphis police announcing the firing of a sixth officer who was involved in the arrest that led to the death of Tyree Nichols. The department saying the officer violated five departmental policies, and other officers are being investigated for policy violations as well. This on top of the five former officers charged with murder in Nichols' death. Extreme cold and wind chill as low as 32 below zero is blanketing the Northeast. Roughly 15 million people under winter chill warnings. The city of Buffalo is bracing for bitter cold temperatures.
We are going to be experiencing some of the coldest temperatures that we have seen in 4 years.
Mayor Byron Brown speaking. In Buffalo, a blizzard killed more than 40 people late last year. Mount Washington, New Hampshire, breaking the record for the coldest wind chill temperature ever seen in the USA, hitting 106 below zero. The House Judiciary Committee is beginning an investigation into alleged targeting of parents by the FBI at school board meetings. The Republican-led committee has subpoenaed FBI Director Christopher Wray, compelling him to turn over communications by March 1st after a 2021 memo sent by Attorney General Merrick Garland. This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A massive fire continues to burn after a train derailment in eastern Ohio Friday night. Officials this morning saying more than 50 train cars were involved in a small village near the Pennsylvania border. Residents in the immediate area have been evacuated or told to shelter in place. The Biden administration is expanding electric vehicle tax credits for SUVs. Here's Dave Collins.
The Treasury Department is expanding its definition of an SUV to make more electric vehicles eligible for tax credits. The rule change will now make some crossover vehicles that share similar features of an SUV eligible for the $7,500 credit. That includes Tesla's five-seat Model Y, the Volkswagen ID.4, and GM's Cadillac Lyriq. The credits are part of the Biden administration's massive Inflation Reduction Act.
If the high price of eggs has you thinking about getting chickens to lay eggs, you may want to think again.
With the price of eggs closing in on $5 a dozen, you may be thinking to yourself, I'll just build a chicken coop and raise birds myself to get eggs. But John Ramos with Urban Chicken in Texas says it's just not that easy.
They lay only a certain amount of eggs every year.
And Ramos adds, it's not cheap.
The first dozen is probably worth around $5,000 because, you know, you got to buy your coop, you got to buy the feed, you got to buy the bedding before you can even get an egg.
He says keeping chickens alive in your backyard can also be hard, especially in a big city where there are predators.
John Schaefer reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.